From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Veronica Moheski. Democrats have captured a West St. Louis County, Missouri House seat that's been in Republican hands for years. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on Trish Gunby's victory in the 99th District.
Gunby defeated Republican Leanne Pittman by more than 8 percentage points. The seat that includes places like Manchester and Valley Park had historically elected Republicans, but also gravitated to Democrats like U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. Gunby says her win showcases that West St. Louis County residents can respond to candidates with strong Democratic principles.
People are just tired of the negativity, and they are looking for more civil times. And I think that my message provided that.
Gunby will likely take office next January. Two other Democrats, Michael Person and Rasheen Aldridge, won special elections in the 74th and 78th House districts. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Columbia resident Ann Covington has been elected to the Board of Trustees of the State Historical Society of Missouri, according to the Columbia Missourian. She was elected Saturday, according to a news release. Covington became the first female to serve on the Missouri Supreme Court in 1989 and was named Chief Justice in 1993. In addition to her position as a board member for the SHSMO, Covington also works as a curator emerita for MU. In addition to Covington's election, Virginia J. Laws of Joplin was elected by the Board of Trustees as president of the State Historical Society for a 3-year term, according to the release. Laws will be the second female to serve as president of the SHSMO. The first female president, Avis Tucker, held the position from 1992 to 95, according to the release. Special Olympics Missouri announced new partnerships today at the MU Recreation Complex. The new partnership will allow for Special Olympics Missouri to utilize resources the university groups offer around the state. The new team includes the University of Missouri, MU Healthcare, and the University of Missouri System. Ryan Nooner, Chief Development and Marketing Officer of Special Olympics Missouri, says that the shared mission of providing education and preparing people for the future are important in making the partnership possible.
Chancellor Cartwright strives for an inclusive environment. Special Olympics as a whole has declared a revolution on inclusion, and we focus on abilities, not disabilities.
MU Chancellor Alexander Cartwright says becoming more accessible and stressing inclusion is important in ensuring that everyone has the ability to succeed. Columbia is set to host the Special Olympics State Summer Games in 2020. A 16-year-old is challenging how Missouri certifies minors as adults in the face of criminal charges. The minor's public defender argued to Missouri Supreme Court judges today that the state's process for certifying juveniles as adults is unconstitutional and discriminatory. The 16-year-old, who is African-American, identified only as DEG, was certified as an adult in Jackson County and is charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. His lawyer cited 2017 court data that showed black minors were close to 6 times more likely to be certified as adults compared to white minors. The attorney added that he might turn 18 before he's able to appeal his certification as an adult under Missouri's current process. An attorney for Jackson County's juvenile officer says the certification process provides due process. I'm Veronica Moheski, KBIA News, Columbia.